necessary. They are only found where you are. Thus, they are possible for you. You can sense this truth. There is a way of moving wisely and graciously through the world, bestowing blessings and happiness upon yourself and others, both in times of trouble and those of ease. To find this freedom, you must learn how to quiet the mind and open the heart. This is the purpose of meditation. The teachings in this volume offer helpful directions in many dimensions of meditation. And then, you must take this and discover ways to embody this wisdom and compassion in the world. In these pages, there are practical and visionary teachings on parenting, engaging in politics, creating community, and embodying a spiritual life. These chapters have been gathered and woven together from 25 years of writing. Each of these chapters invites your wisdom to expand. They give permission, direction, and specific guidance so that your heart and body, mind and action, can awaken together. The perspectives and teachings in this book are dear to my heart. For over 40 years, I've been practicing in this way, and I have become more tolerant, kinder, more understanding, joyful, and free, not only in the meditation hall, but in the grocery store, on the highway, at work, and at home. And you can too. This is not idealistic. I can also still be foolish, awkward, and unconscious. But I've learned to bow with compassion to this too, to accept what Oscar Wilde calls the tainted glory of our humanity, and then to smile like the Buddha. As the marvelous teachings of liberation spread to far lands, the Buddha counseled his disciples to teach in the vernacular of the times. In China and Japan, Chan and Zen arose. In Indonesia and Afghanistan, Tibet and Mongolia, the Mahayana and Vajrayana Buddhist teachings flowered in new forms. Now, Buddhism in the West has begun to appear. It is an honor to join together in this creation. Listen to these words. Consider, discover, practice, and embody their value, and let your heart become wise and your life an expression of freedom. May it be so. And now I invite you to enjoy the teachings of this book, read in the wonderful voice of Eduardo Ballerini.
Part 1. Becoming Who We Are. Chapter 1. The Liberating Practice of Mindfulness. In myths from around the world, men and women have searched for an elixir that will bring protection from suffering. Buddhism's answer is mindfulness. How does mindfulness work? Let me illustrate with a story that became the basis for the 1988 film Gorillas in the Mist. This movie is about Diane Fossey, a courageous field biologist who managed to befriend a tribe of gorillas. Fossey had gone to Africa to follow in the footsteps of her mentor, George Shaler, a renowned primate biologist who had returned from the wilds with more intimate and compelling information about gorilla life than any scientist before. When his colleagues asked how he was able to learn such remarkable detail about the tribal structure, family life, and habits of gorillas, he attributed it to one simple thing. He didn't carry a gun. Previous generations of biologists had entered the territory of these large animals with the assumption that they were dangerous. So the scientists came with an aggressive spirit, large rifles in hand. The gorillas could sense the danger around these rifle-bearing men and kept a far distance. By contrast, Shaler, and later his student Diane Fossey, entered their territory without weapons. They had to move slowly, gently, and above all, respectfully toward these creatures. And in time, sensing the benevolence of these humans, the gorillas allowed them to come right among them and learn their ways. Sitting still, hour after hour, with careful, patient attention,